Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Seven.
I used to be your man on
Len Goodman.
That's
on
the
Strictly.
One. Yeah, it always reminds me of my mom.
Why?
Because she watches. She is mad for Strictly.
Oh God, I love it.
She loves it. And
got full of patriotic pride for Angela this weekend. Angela Scanlon.
Oh,
is
I must
on it.
Ask her about it. Yeah, but the Irish one, she says they really fucking drag it out. She'll watch it, but she'll record it and fast forward through all the shite. Watch it in the morning.
Oh, my mother. That's how my mother watches TV. Everything is recorded so she can fast forward it. She does it watching Countdown. She won't give herself the 30 seconds. I'm like, so what do you do? What's the point? Do you have a word?
She's stuff to do, obviously. It's like they invented it. In fairness, I remember when you were first able to do it, I was just like, this is the fucking future. But I think for your older generation, it must have been like a wowie. Because we hadn't really had anything with the TV for a while.
Yeah,
That made our lives better.
Yeah. Video Plus, I think, was one thing that people had, which was insane. But I would speed watch programs.
Yeah.
So say I'm rewatching Scandal at the minute.
Oh yeah.
But I only want to get to the sexy bits with Fitz and Liv.
You're such.
Yeah. And they're the ones. Come here to me. What? You're the ones who like the sexy cult programs.
Yeah, you, yeah, I do like the sexy cults.
Yeah. So.
But that's what all cults are. All cults is about some old man just wanting to have sex with loads of women. That's the main. That's like first page of the manual of what is our cult about. The owl lad wants to have sex with everyone.
There's been a few where women have been on top of the old cult tree.
Yeah, there's been a few, but it's mostly like, we're going to work you to the bone. We want your money and you're going to have to be riding a fair bit or give us your daughters.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like,
a lot of it is that.
Isn't it?
I had to take a break from them.
Yeah, yeah, I get like that as well. I have to take a break from them.
So back to Scandal. But I fast forward through loads of programs. I say I'm watching The West Wing and I want to watch There's No Sexy Bits in That.
Yeah.
I want to, and it drives Phil insane. Like, he's like, can you go into another room and can you watch it on a laptop or something? I can't be dealing with you. Are you going mad? And it's those things that when you first get together that people thought were cute. That by the time together a decade and you're like, I want to punch you in your face. I used to think that stupid noise that you made when you ate was so cute. And now it makes me want to murder you or sign you up to be in a cult so I never have to see you again.
Do you know what Shane's one is? That, well, he has a lot of them for me. But one of his main ones, one of his daily ones is the big light debate.
Here we go.
So the big light.
Yeah.
I like the big light.
Sorry?
I want the big light.
What?
I would go into a room and I want to put the big light on.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to get Ancestry.com in here to see if you're actually living on this island.
I want the big light on.
Why do you want to see us in all of our glory from above?
It's not for other people, it's for me. I am on a laptop, I'm on phone, I'm doing whatever. I want the big light on. He is constantly coming in. Oh, he starts going, oh, with the big light on. I'm like, fuck off. And my lamp, I have a little touchy lamp and I like to have that up full blast. And he's like, can you turn your lamp off? Oh, why does constant need to be living in fucking darkness? Why do we have the big light if we're not going to fucking use it for anything? When are we using the big light?
We're using the big light on
a crime scene?
We have a lot of dark days in Ireland. It gets dark at 3 o'clock. You put the big light on then.
So
like when it's 3 o'clock and then when it hits actual 6 o'clock, put on the lamps.
No, this is absolutely ridiculous. We have the big light. Can we not just use the big light?
But it throws different colours into different bits of the room and then it can be quite annoying on the TV sometimes.
Does everybody know this? You're putting the big light on at 3 and then you're turning the big light off at 6 and you're putting the lamps on.
I always would have put the big light will be on in this house.
Yeah.
It just makes it a little softer at nighttime. It makes it a little bit more cozy. It doesn't make things as glaringly obvious that you don't like your partner and you're sick of each other. Because you're like, oh, it's cozy lamps and, you know, rich people put on loads of lamps and we're living in luxury and it's all very soft and it's all, we're like a Da Vinci painting. It's fumato. I can't see you and all your glaring faults.
Imagine this. Imagine walking into a room and turning the big light on.
Yeah.
As opposed to walking into a room and going around and turn on all these little fucking tiddly lamps.
You get your steps in.
I just can't be doing it. Just leave me. Sometimes I'll have the lamps and the big light on. I want the light. I want light. And the phone. The phone on full blast. Full light on the phone.
So you're made of money. Made of money. She's putting on the big light. She's putting on lamps. She's, do you know what? She's throwing on, she's using the dryer.
I use the dryer all the time.
Not on off peak times. She's not throwing that on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I use the dryer all the time. Even when it's a heat wave, I use the dryer.
I mean, I do think it's one of the greatest luxuries in life. Without a shadow of a doubt.
But just let me have my big light.
I don't really care about the big light debate, to be honest. I never have.
Well, it's fucking top priority in my house. Can I tell you how I've spent my week since we last met for the podcast?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I had my car and I was doing this thing that it wasn't, you couldn't get it into first gear.
I was doing this thing where it wasn't working.
What? No. Tit. The people who drive bangers, our community resent that.
Lads, I can't. I'm offending everyone today. I don't know where I stand anymore. Can I just apologise if I am offending you? I'm going to somehow offend someone.
Look, when it comes to my car, I'm like an old aunt at a wedding who's locked out of her brain. I can't just say I'm locked. There has to be a story behind it. So it wasn't going into first properly. I could get, if I stopped in first, grand. So a bit of a roll up to traffic light. Or if I turned off the car and went into first, again, just would not move. So I went down to the garage and very nice mechanic. I'm trying to drag this out until the end of the year. I don't want to buy a new one.
Emma coming down like Fred Flintstone just with the...
Oh yeah, it was a bit tricky now, I'll be honest. And they were on their lunch break, so I had to kind of reverse and wait around for them. And I was just like, oh my God, this car is going to fucking explode. So he had a look in. I'm constantly doing this to him. I'll just like totally doorstep him or whatever. I won't say, have you got time? So we put brake fluid in and he said, that should hold for a while. And I said, thanks a million. I drove around the corner to reverse out of the place. The smoke started coming out of the bonnet. And
that should hold it for a while.
So the dash went dead and it was completely dead. And then a woman came up to me. She's like, there's a garage around the corner if you need them to help you. And now I know that woman was trying to be super helpful, but I was up to 90 and I was like, I'm going to fucking help with you. Of course, I know there's two garages around the corner. But then I calmed down. It obviously wasn't her fault. And she was like, do you want me to go around to the garage?
I'm sorry. She's being so helpful.
Oh, so helpful.
So lovely. And your fuming nature. This is why people don't want the good light on around you, because you're just constantly fuming. And Shane is like, I can't be dealing with looking at her fuming head. Don't let there be lice.
But I'm growing as a person, because I didn't say anything to her. And I just said, oh yeah, no thanks, Samil. And she said, do you want me to go around to them for you? And I said, no, you're grand. Thanks so much. And then, to show my growth, I said, actually, could you? That'd be great. Thanks so much. Because I copped then I was blocking the road.
Oh.
So she went around for me and the lads came around and they were like, yeah, it's dead. And I was like, yeah, it's dead. So we pushed it back into a parking spot. I got involved. It was kind of thrilling. Brought me back to my childhood. Anyway, so left the car. Then I discovered that I'd lost my house keys.
When? Sorry, what?
During this period, I'd lost my house keys. Yeah. And also,
are they not on your car key?
No. Gave him the car key. Lost the house key in the process somehow. Then I was like, okay, keep it together. Keep it together. Come on. You're having a breakdown, but you recognize the symptoms. It's okay. Forgot both pins of both bank cards. Out of my skull.
I genuinely thought you were doing a bit when you were talking about that.
No.
You did.
Went to the bank. Had to get statements.
For what?
Taxman. Got statements. Yeah.
Do you know there's a thing called online banking? No. Oh, sure, you'd lost your pin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you getting the brain fog?
Went to the bank to get the statements. Went to put in my pin. I said, geez, I'm after putting that in wrong. Another very helpful woman said to me, she don't worry, it'll come back to you. And I said, sure, dude, it will, Bridie. Went home. I was like, this has dropped out of my school now. I stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning writing out number combinations like I was fucking Rain Man getting ready to go to Vegas.
Didn't.
I did. I made the mistake of opening the calculator on my phone. I said, Emma, stop this writing down numbers. Let's do a bit of muscle memory here. Let's do muscle memory. Muscle memory.
Great.
I realised that the calculator on your phone is backwards to a keypad. So then I was totally fucking cabbaged in the head. Was going to your workplace.
Why didn't you just put it? Is it different on the
phone? It's different. So on a keypad, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. On a, okay, yeah, I could have fucking opened.
You opened your phone.
Yeah, I could have opened my phone, actually. So you could have opened your, thanks.
You know, where you ring people.
Yeah, I've got that now.
So you could.
So then the next morning,
she looked at me when I opened my phone going, this ding dong, except in her head, it was a much worse word.
Then the next morning, I meant to be going to your workplace to be doing some program.
Go on.
Taxi's meant to be coming at 8:30. 8:30 goes by. 8:45. 9:00. 9:20. I'm like, I'm fucking done. I was like, I need to get fucking new keys call. I haven't got time for this shit. Texted the producer and I was like, there's no taxi here. I was like, sorry, like, I've got to get on with my day. He's like, is he there now? He should be outside. And I'm looking outside. I'm like, doll, there's no car. There's no car. Producer drives to me gaff over an hour late to pick me up. He's like, oh, sorry about the mess. I was like, that's at least your fucking worries. I'm going to kill you.
That's service. I'm just saying, maybe we're pretending these days that we still have a taxi account and we're just sending producers.
I know what was going on there. While I was waiting for him anyway, I'd started to leave my house. I was like, I've left my house. I went to Circle K. I had two pins. And I was like, okay, I think these could be the pins. I think I'm good to go. Went down to Circle K with the cards, with the pins. Put the card in, put the pin in. The options come up. I'm like, I'm a fucking genius. I was like, amazing. Put the next card in. I was like, okay, this card, we're not going to have as much luck. Put the card in, put the pin in. The options come up. I'm like, I'm a fucking genius. What I didn't realise is it won't tell you that's wrong until you try and make a transaction. So I went round tapping this motherfucker. I had to get my tooth, got my implant.
Sorry, hold on 1 second. Oh, you were in a Circle K.
It's in a Circle K at an ATM.
And one of those fake ATMs, not like yeah. a bank ATM. So it doesn't tell you. It
doesn't tell you. And I didn't need cash. So I was like, I'm a genius. Went to the dentist.
That is gaslighting from a machine.
Isn't it?
Calling it.
So imagine me now in the dentist with me crap cards trying to pay €600 for me fake tooth.
This is the fake tooth that you've been having issues with for a
and
while.
And I finally got the tooth, the actual tooth in. And then the dentist, I'm sorry, I'm going to out you now. All this stress, we're finally finished. These appointments with this dentist has been going on for fucking years. I think I was pregnant with Tommy when this fucking started, right? Assessed him at the end of it. Takes ages. And when they get you the fake tooth.
They were giving you a fake tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get the fake tooth, they have to file it down to make sure it goes. So for ages, they're popping it in.
Stop.
And it feels like they're popping a cup into your fucking gums. They're like, does that feel a bit big? Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Files it down. We're all good to go. It feels comfortable.
Is it called misophonia? She's saying
pigs. Oh, yeah, I know.
Stop.
No, so then it's all good, right? The tooth is perfectly fine. Everyone's been fantastic. Everyone's done a lovely job. I've dropped however much money I've dropped in this fucking tooth. I think this dentist, and I'm out, you know, I think he's gotten wind that I'm a comedian. So he's been cracking the jokes at me. I says to him, I'm leaving. I said, can I have a look at it? Like, humour me. Can I have a look at it? I can see the mirror on the counter.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, it's just a tooth though. I'm just like, you'd want to shut it. Can I not look at the tooth?
Like, Kate Moss's tooth is different. One tooth is different to all her other. You could have gotten a Kate Moss tooth and not known about it. And you could have, he could have turned you into a supermodel, to be fair. So, you know, maybe you just need to chill.
Indulge me. Let me have a little look at the tooth.
Had you paid for it at this stage? Maybe you have to pay in order to look at it.
No, I hadn't paid.
Or this fella was sitting here going, your one thinks she's getting a hashtag collab for her tooth that she could.
You wouldn't get. Look, you know me, I don't go fishing for collabs.
Mm.
I'd be turning down the collabs.
Mm.
Too much hassle.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get a collab for a fake tooth anyway. You wouldn't. You know, you get a collab for
the teeth whitening and
the teeth whitening.
And the
braces.
The braces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he thought it was very funny that I wanted to look at the tooth. I was like,
can you tell everyone that Emma doesn't think it's this funny?
Give it over. So yeah, good thing though.
Can I see the tooth, please? That's a lovely looking tooth. To be fair though, it's not an important tooth. Like,
it's not.
Could have
been
anything.
Very far back. But just humour me. It's been a rough 24 hours. What I will say though,
oh God,
if any of my other, I don't know what the word of it, but if you forget pins, see, I thought these pins were grand. They were embedded in my head. It was all good. And then they fell out of my brain.
Yeah, that's slightly worrying.
But you don't have to cancel your card. The bank can send you a pin reminder.
Yes.
Which I'm waiting for in the post.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Now I've cancelled cards before. I fucking.
Oh no, you can get your pin reminder, which I got recently.
But does that work if you've changed the pin? You know the way you can change, obviously, to whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, but they know what the PIN is. Like, the bank knows what your PIN is
so
in order for you to be
then?
Able to get into your cards. Because I've got a card that I don't use.
Okay.
A card that I don't know about. And I got a PIN reminder. I had never seen this PIN before in my entire life. I was like, this makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, you got to equate it to something. And I've forgotten it again. I have no idea. I've got to ask them again for another PIN reminder. So, you've got no money, but you have a tooth. So when you just got to think, you got to be grateful about certain things in this world. Because
I ain't got no money, but I got a tooth. Ain't got no car, but I got a leap car. Trying to convince these people in the dealership that I'm good for the money when I can't access any money. Nobody tell them.
How are you finding?
It's a great way to save. Forget your pins every couple of months.
Oh yeah,
it's how I say
love. That this is all she's looking for.
I'm sick of myself. I'm sick of myself.
Hello and welcome to.
And another thing.
My name is Maureen O'Connell.
I'm Emma Doyle.
And this is the podcast where we. What do we do on this podcast, Emma? Can you remember? I'm just checking to see if you could remember because you've forgotten the pin.
Where we contribute to, but don't add value.
But not add value
in any way, shape or form. I just always add that bit on.
To the conversation.
To the conversation.
And you're wrecked from it all.
I'm wrecked from it all. Now.
Yeah.
But I think, do you know what it is? It's a sign of being run down. When my brain starts to shut down when it's had enough.
See, I don't know, right? Have we talked about the signs and the fact that I did the test about the ADHD?
I don't think so.
Online. So
we haven't on the podcast, I don't think so.
Okay. So because we talk about it a lot and I've got a few friends who have ADHD and we think a family member does, so we were like, let's do a test.
Yeah.
I did the test and it said immediately go to your doctor. You need to see a medical professional. And I was like, but I don't think that I do. And then there was this clip that was sent to me. Apparently it is viral, but I am spending less and less time online and it is a gorgeous, wonderful thing.
Mm.
And it is about a woman talking about time blindness.
Okay.
And it just made me laugh and think about if I was an actual blind person, how annoyed I'd be going, but you can see the clock. Like, you know, you can see that, you can see the time, right?
You've got an advantage there. Like,
yeah, you know, and then I mentioned this online and people were like, this is a sign of ADHD. This is not very, people who have ADHD have time blindness. And I was like, oh my God, I've totally and utterly put my foot in this. Cause I didn't know that every day is a learning day.
Yeah.
And it is in no way to put down anyone from the ADHD community. Mm-hmm. But then someone else who has ADHD got in contact with me. Or do they have ADHD? But anyway, Aoife, thank you. And it's from a doctor. And they said that everybody has time blindness at times. This is from Dr. Manos. We can all get caught up in something and get in the zone. Some people with ADHD, though, are more prone to having difficulty being able to judge how long something will take to do or to lose track of time.
Okay.
Because you are a friend of mine.
Mm.
You interact with me.
Yes.
Have I ever been on time for anything?
Never. And you know what's kind of annoying about you with your time thing as well? Is this the safe space? You're like, is it for me? No, you're quite smiley about your lateness. I'm partial to a bit of lateness myself. Don't get
no,
me wrong.
No, you are not.
I try not to be.
No, you're not. And I'm just an asshole. And I think it's inconsiderate. It is completely and utterly inconsiderate.
Yeah, it is. But I don't take offense to it. But it's just when you're all like smiley about it, I'm like, really? Yeah.
And you're right. Because I say, I will see you to someone at 11:30, knowing I don't finish work until 11:30. Like, I'm not going to get out of the studio until 11:30. So why am I saying that I can't be there? There's meetings, there's things to be done. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I believe in my heart that I can.
You do. I think that's why it's kind of you get away with it, because I know that you believe it. But I would say you need to get better excuses. Yeah, a lot of the time it's you're getting your hair done. And I know that's important to you, but you're going to have to up it with the excuses. You're going to have to get an ailment or something.
Always late to the hairdresser.
You need a dog or something so you can say dog got sick or dog got out or something that actually... There's a bit of urgency to it.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dog is the answer, right?
Well, if someone's dog gets pukes, I mean, you've got to deal with it, don't you?
Yeah, but your dog can't always have pukes. Like, there's no way your
dog
can always
only half,
have
people are only half listening pukes to each other.
And
get a puppy, could be puking and pooing all the time.
Everyone at work, when I'm there on time in the morning, sitting down, mic'd up, ready to go, they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, guys, for the first 3 months, I was always here. And they're like, yeah, that's a while ago
that's
now.
How long ago is that?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know? Okay. And it is just awful. So that's one thing that I'm definitely trying to work on. But someone is like, have you thought about this being a symptom?
Yes.
Of you having ADHD? And I just don't think so. I genuinely think I'm an inconsiderate asshole. And there was something, it's almost like I was rebelling against my father.
So you're a timekeeper.
Oh God, he'd arrive 2 weeks early for Mass on a Sunday. It was impossible. He was aggressively early for things.
Oh really?
Where you'd be like, you're actually so early, it's rude. You can't do that.
Yes.
And then you'd always see dad like wandering around the block or around people's houses whistling. Because you're like, you're 3 hours early for something. They're not, the house isn't ready. They don't have any food cooked. You should not be here.
Yeah.
And then he'd arrive early to pick you up. Like, I've seen dad walk through nightclubs to come and pick me up. And I'm like, dude.
Oh, wow.
It's 12 o'clock. You're meant to be here at 3 a.m. Aggressively early man. I feel like I was rebelling against him.
Oh, interesting.
But I just wanted to say I'm very sorry. And thank you to everyone who pointed this.
Okay.
In my direction, because there are other terms that are being used in all seriousness, like geographically dyslexic for people who are bad with directions.
I remember a teacher told us that before. Yes.
Oh, really?
She told us she was, she didn't say geographically dyslexic. She said spatially dyslexic.
Right. Because a woman's, I don't know if she's angry with me, I'm going to send her a message and she's like, I find this really offensive as someone who's got two dyslexic children.
Oh yeah. She was spatially dyslexic, but she told us about it, and she's just having the chats. And she said basically what she had to do that when she was going places, she just was more mindful of keeping a note of like her directions and stuff, or like what way she went. And I was like, oh, I can relate to that,
because it's a friend of mine will go to the same place every single day, but she could get lost on the way.
But I had Google Maps to get to your house.
Okay. There is a great meme going around, and it is, you know, one of the God looking down on the earth, and it's my ancestors looking at me as I use GPS to get to a place I've gone 15 times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We've become so dependent. I put on Google Maps all of the time.
That was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. I used to print out the AA Roadwatch route finder thing. That's what I used to do. I brought Ella to a party in Rathoath and I ended up in Dublin Airport. Like, bad. And you see, my dad was total opposite to your dad. We were always late and he was very bad at directions. And a friend of mine tried to teach me. She tried to say, like, she was going to me, like, Emma, try to remember that when you go somewhere, when you go through this part and you take a left, try and remember then on your way back, it's the other way around. And you know what I mean? She was trying to...
So if you get left to go in there, you have to go right to get out.
Yeah. She was kind of trying to tell me, or she was basically trying to give me tools to help me to remember. I have much better chance of remembering directions if I'm on my own when I go to a place. But if I go to someone else, I'm out. I've shut off. I'm complete autopilot. I will never remember. This teacher was obviously telling us about it because it was something that impacted on her daily life to such a degree that she obviously went and got tested or, you know, sought help about it or whatever. And then other people might just have like, you know, a little bit of it. I suppose with all these things, there's like a scale of it or whatever. Would you ever look into the ADHD further?
No, because I don't think I really don't think that I have it. I think people...
Would you ask your colleagues if they think you should look into it further?
You're my colleague. Do you think I should look into it further?
I mean, do whatever you want. I mean more the Ireland AM colleagues. Maybe just set up a poll. Set up a WhatsApp group and do an L poll.
I just think that I'm very... And I get distracted easily and I put everything on the long finger. That's just what I do. And that's just who I am. And I think that there are people who have a very serious illness, that ADHD is a very serious thing.
Totally.
That can totally affect people's brains in a different way. And they see the world in a different way that other people don't. And that we have to realize that, you know, that there are issues that make it harder for other people. And they've got to come up with coping mechanisms and things to make their day work in a different way.
Yeah, it's even that thing of like,
I'm just a shit.
You know, like people's language changing or people going, you know, that whole thing of like saying, oh, I'm a bit OCD about stuff. And it's like, well, no, somebody who actually has OCD, that can be quite a serious thing. You know, the way someone's saying, oh, sure, whatever. I always have to wash my hands when I come back in from being out or something. No, that's just hygiene. That's fine or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
I will always
actual
think,
OCD is, it's
a serious thing.
It's a condition. Yeah.
It's a debilitating thing for an awful lot of people. And because I always find that I know I've locked the door.
Yeah.
I know I've locked the door. Absolutely 100% I've locked the door. I've once been half an hour from my house and turned around, driven back to check the door.
Oh, if I have a gig, more than likely I'm going to ring Shane and I'm like, will you check? And he'll, yeah. And that's basically, you go check, I didn't leave anything plugged in.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fully present. My head's already in the gig. I'm already at the gig. I'm already, look at you. She has a very... She's slagging me now. That's what happens.
Well, you had a bit of
but
a gig.
Did you have it in Cork when we did the live show in Cork? Did you feel like you were fully present before going on stage?
No, because I was having a complete anxiety breakdown.
So it's just the thing, because it's like the same thing when you're on your way to go to an interview, or like you have something to do, you're thinking about the thing you're going to do and you check out of
Emma,
your space.
Sitting on the couch, vaping, going, just calm down. I'm flapping.
I was just like, you're grand, you're fine.
Speaking of gigs.
We're in London.
That's October 13th in the London Irish Centre, but no.
Lily, you're invited. See you there.
Hi, Lily. Yeah, of course. We'll go to Tesco Express with you beforehand. Should we? You were out at the Late Late Show last week. The historic Late Late Show with Patrick Keelty.
Patrick Keelty.
Just dropping that in there. I'm just going to go down in history as being at the first Patrick Keelty Late Late Show that had... at one point, a million viewers.
So I was there for a rehearsal.
What do you mean? What were you doing for the rehearsal? Were you just sitting in the audience? Were you the person that Paddy had to be like, so this is going to be the biggest asshole watching you on telly at home? Try to make her smile. And
no.
If you make this one smile, you've got all of Ireland.
No. A comedian doing it, all good. No, they were doing rehearsals all week. So me and Shane Dan were there to be like guests, prep guests.
Kay.
Prep guests. So I thought it was very nice.
Did you dress like you were a proper guest, or did you go out like you dressed for me?
What did I wear, actually?
It's Paddy Keelty taking over the biggest job in Ireland.
I wore shoes anyway. I wore shoes with a heel.
Did you?
But I didn't get the legs out. Okay. Not for a rehearsal, Paddy. Can do. But no, they ran it like a proper... they ran it like a proper live show or whatever. And it was very funny. Well, I thought it was very funny. I gone to the loo or something and... Shane was having, he came over to say hello to us, you know, and Paddy was cleaning up bits of plastic that were on the table. You know, like your ma starts picking up bits of rubbish on the table.
Oh, right. It wasn't like it's a brand new table and the plastic was still on it.
No, it was a bit of plastic off something.
Yeah.
And Shane said to him jokingly, oh, you're cleaning up, like as in like, oh, you're settling in well. And Paddy thought that he meant...
About money?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
So
Paddy blacklist, never on the actual show. Shane Tanburn.
So funny. You know, this kind of thing. So it was funny. But no, very nice guy, very funny, very quick, smart, witty.
I met him a couple of days before. Everyone met him last week. I think he actually went around, called into every mom's house in Ireland to be like, "How are you? I'm Patrick."
Yeah, yeah, just to let you know.
Talk to you on Friday.
Yeah, I hope I can rely on your vote.
Yeah, yeah. And kissing the babies, doing the things. Utterly charming. He was with Shauna Kerslake. They've got a new movie just coming out called Ballywalter. And Kerslake is one of the greatest actors that we have. She is mesmerizing and fantastic. It was his first acting role. He's bloody brilliant in it.
Oh, really?
No joke. This is not blown smoke. He was enthralling, like you couldn't stop looking at their interactions. I was like, how the hell is this his first acting?
Yeah,
like he was so good at it. And I spent all last week feeling like his mom, and he was about to do his first communion or something. So I was like, I hope it goes well. I hope that he doesn't drop the host. I hope, oh God, I hope this is going to be okay. I was like willing him to do well. I enjoyed every, I just thought he was great.
But I was just going to say,
we still love you, Ryan.
You were giving a big old talk there. So I was just going to say, did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Did you start to finish?
Yeah, watch it. I got home.
We pissed?
No, I got home late. So I was with my...
Do we believe that now? I don't know.
I was driving home to Limerick.
It was a bit of a shaky now.
Watch it with my mother, my sister and my niece and nephew.
Okay.
And my niece roared at us when we were speaking during the two Johnnies.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. Want to listen.
Big thing for the two Johnnies.
Okay. Oh, big thing.
Loves one of them and fancies the other one. I was like, all right.
And
here
everyone
we go.
Knows which one.
You don't listen to her. You don't listen to her. Dad.
Come on. Awful. Come on.
Awful. And really enjoyed it. Like family program. Mm. The next day wasn't so much a family program when we started watching the start of the Russell Brand documentary, which is about BJs at the very start. And my nephew was there and he went straight away. Anyone want tea? I'm going making a cup of tea. Yeah. He's 16 years old. He did the international sign of I'm getting the hell out of here. I was like, well done. Nice to know that we've passed one thing down through the generations that haven't changed. So he stayed the same with that. No, very fun family.
Nice.
Weekend.
I didn't actually see it. But.
What? The Late Late Show?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
You didn't see
it? I was gigging.
Did you not watch it back?
This is my thing. I constantly have gigs when there's something big happening. Toy Shelf, give me a gig. First Light Light, give me a gig. There's some rugby on Saturday. I know nothing about. People are like, what time is your gig? I want to see the rugby. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but that could be a good time to clean up, to be for people who are like, I do not care.
Yeah,
about rugby.
Well, they're my kindred spirits. So.
Where is your gig on Saturday in case anyone is looking for something to do instead of watch Ireland South Africa?
Vicar Street.
Just the Vicar Street.
Vicar Street.
I just thought I'd slide that in there, lads. Just,
yeah. But I'll watch Patrick again. I'd be interested to see him.
She's back in Vicar Street again.
Back in Vicar.
She's brilliant. Speaking of television.
Yes.
You have watched The Bear on Disney Plus.
I have.
It is so engrossing. One of the, I don't think we're exaggerating. We're like, this show is absolutely brilliant.
How far are you on it?
Two episodes left.
Oh, so you've done Christmas episode?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Grant. Yeah, I know.
And the episode after it.
Yeah, I know.
We can't say anything. So this is season two that we're talking about. It's so unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But we
give it time. Give it time. Because you're kind of like, well, I was anyway. Start, I was like, oh, come on. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. And then I was like, I'm an idiot. Because it was laying down all the like foundation for the rest of it.
It was kind of like Succession. The first two episodes of Succession where you're like, oh, this is a bit of a slog. Is this going to be any good? And then you're like, whoom. It pops
okay,
in the face.
Yeah.
And I hate shows about food. Mm-hmm. I just hate it. I find it a bore fest. I don't get it. It's brilliant. And the car, like, I know metaphors about food and life and whatever. Excellent. And the cast are amazing. But we were watching it.
Yes. You're now getting ready to show me something.
And something got us interested.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show this to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Disney Plus, don't get angry. We're not giving anything away. And for anyone, this is not a spoiler, but I want Emma to watch this bit of The Bear. So, no spoiler, but in The Bear, two characters kiss. That's not unusual in a television show, so it could be anyone, right? Now, look at how these people are kissing. And we go again. And we change face side yet again. So, these two characters are shifting from left to right. So one of us on the left hand side of the face. Mm-hmm. Then they move around like it's a movie star kiss.
Yeah.
To the right hand side of the face. To the left hand side of the face. Yeah. They come back. They don't bash noses. They go to the right hand side of the face. I realized that when I was a younger person watching these sorts of movies and television shows, and they were doing those big smushy kisses where their faces moved, I thought that's how people kissed.
Yes.
I was watching this with the love of my life the other night, and we were like, what the hell is happening here? Why do people not just have one side of the face that you kiss on?
Yes.
Now think, do you?
No, okay. Let me think about this honestly. Now, okay.
Use your face and think of Shane. So Shane is the mic. Shane is the mic.
But you know what? Like, first of all, I just want to say that this is very intense and I feel like I'm being groomed. You making me sit here and watch this. Just the atmosphere is just a little fucking off from me. I will be getting the bus home after this. Thanks so much.
You can sit
on paper. This doesn't look great.
You can sit in the back of the car.
Doesn't look great. You can sit in the back of the car. Okay, let me think about this. Just let me close my eyes for a second.
Like Dawson and Pacey. No, they didn't kiss. Dawson and Joey.
It's very heavy towards one side of the face, but there would be some movement checking out the other side.
When you first kiss someone?
Oh, when you first kiss someone.
You got to find what side suits?
No. I mean, the kiss. See, I suppose this is the thing about the TV kiss. They are having a kiss there that is the kind of kiss that people are having when they're having sex. And they're not having sex, they're kissing. A kissing kiss is very different to a sex kiss. So they try.
No, what? Okay. Do you not just have the side of the face that you kiss on and you hope that the person that you're attracted to and that you love likes to kiss on the opposite side or the same side? Because I know that my head goes to the right.
I definitely favor one side, but I think that's what it is, that they're making them do the sex kiss when there's no sex, they're just kissing.
Put your head to the other side and try. It's uncomfortable. So I'm talking about being a bi kisser, that you can shift on either side of the face, on either side of the nose.
But would you ever do a front on kiss?
Oh, well, that's just a little peck. That's fine. That's grand. But nose is in the way. We then tried to recreate this kiss after we did it.
Are you going to show me a video of that now?
Amazingly, we didn't record that. We laughed so much in each other's faces that we were like, we can never sleep with each other ever again. This is just awful.
Okay.
I can't be alone in this and thinking that if you're listening to this right now, if you're driving a car, if you're walking along, just think what side your head goes to when you kiss someone. Because I think we all have one side. Or am I being the most vanilla person in the world because I can't go to the other side?
I'm thinking about it now. I think, and if you're in different positions, you're kissing in different ways.
You're blowing my mind.
So if someone's beside me, I'd be over this way. But if someone's on top of me, I'd be over this way.
Someone's beside you, you're like that. If someone's on top of you, you're like that. I don't.
I'm just trying to like.
You're an omni kisser. Like, you're a bi kisser.
I'm very close to just closing my eyes and kind of sticking my tongue into the midair and just kind of like trying to figure out what way I kiss.
I'm not looking. Go.
No! This is how it starts.
I want you to go home.
You've already had me strip in this room.
Yeah.
Now you want me to start kissing the fucking air.
Yeah.
Oh, the mic's Shane, Emma. The mic's Shane. Watch this. We did this in bed the other night. Like, can we just fucking end the episode? This is too much.
I'm sending you home with homework. I want to know if I'm insane and losing my mind.
Fucking hell. I don't know. I'd have to do it. I have to do it now.
Yeah, but and up with Shane.
Yeah. Okay. Glad to clarify. Yeah.
I either think I'm the most vanilla but person in the world TV or that there's something wrong with my neck.
I think a TV kiss is very different to a real kiss, isn't it?
No, I get that.
Yeah.
But that's why it's starting to annoy me as I get older. It's like, it's not realistic. Automatically, my head goes to the right.
Oh, yeah, it does go to the right. All right.
Guys, we're going to bring in
you're right-handed, so am I. Do lefties go left?
I don't know.
Sometimes in boxing, there's a girl who's left-handed and I find it so hard to partner with her. I have to keep apologising to her because it's all backwards.
Don't shift her then.
I'm going to punch you in the face. I don't know. I still can't get into it. It's so difficult.
Boxing, shifting, same thing. There is an aggression there.
Yeah, it's the same thing, I think.
I've been going back through my history and I just don't know. I'm just confused. I'm confused about whether people are out there able to move their necks both ways and it's just me that can't. Mm. We're going to be in the London Irish Centre in London on October the 13th. We would love to see you there.
Yes, we would. Hope you can make it. We'd love to meet you and see you. And not kiss you. Okay, we won't kiss you.
You genuinely look like you were thinking there for a second that I not just made you uncomfortable, that you were like,
No, no, I am. I am still trying to think about it. Like, what way do you? Don't know.
I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Emma Doran. Oh, I'm going to wrap one of them sweeties.
And this was...
And another thing.
Part of the Acast Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.